This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio around the country to great radio stations. And hello down in the Caribbean to WVMI down there, AM 1000, where they can hear us throughout the Caribbean. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us all free and safe. A special thank you. And to all those people working the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, where you are, or whatever it is that you're doing to keep America rolling along, thank you so very much. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I did that to appease Flip, who's listening right now. All right, are you ready to say the pledge? Because here we go. I'm going to start it right now. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, Flip is chiming in with his usual morning statement, waving, going, Ron Edwards. Well, you love it. I got to love it, right? Don't forget to say good morning to Flip, by the way.
Good morning, Flip.
All right. Well, doing the back and forth here with a little switch, if you know what I mean. Okay, the president has issued sanctions against Turkey, 50% sanctions, predominantly on their steel industry, which is what we get a lot of from Turkey, as well as around the world. And he's also sanctioned some of the Turkish officials. How do you think that's going to work out, sir?
Well, it's going to work out economically kind of hard for Turkey. And, you know, we've got strained relationships with that particular nation because of what's going on in northern Syria and the attacks on the Kurds and all of that. And so it's not a good situation, but, you know, Trump has to do something to punish Turkey for what they're doing.
Well, we'll see what happens, because the Syrian military moved into position with the Kurds to defend the Kurds and to stop the incursion by Turkey. I noticed there were some tanks and some other heavy equipment moving into the area. So we could have a real showdown real quick here. And the problem with us is, because Turkey is a NATO ally, we can't go after Turkey. All we can do is throw the sanctions against them, but militarily we can't touch them pursuant to the treaty. And believe it or not, we have to defend them if Syria comes after them.
Yeah, I find that to be kind of a weird situation, considering what's going on. I guess, you know, Turkey, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, but Turkey seems to be an ally in name only at this particular time. And since Turkey is not acting like an ally, I'm just wondering if in time that will change how we approach Turkey.
Well, my question would be, I realize that Turkey has been in the NATO organization for a number of years, but they're not acting like a NATO country. And that being said, somewhere along the line, there might be a vote one of these days. It would not shock me to boot Turkey out of NATO.
I would say that that time has come. And maybe we need to get about the business of doing that and seeing if we could pull together a vote to get them out of NATO, because right now I think in a sense they pose a danger to NATO because of their philosophical base and how they've changed over recent years. And so I think that would be wise to take such a vote at this time.
Okay, and folks, I'm speaking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Now, Ron is fixing to be a world traveler here in about another week, I believe. And you're going over to the United Kingdom for what, their whiskey?
Oh, well, that would be cool, but no. we're leaving this Thursday, in fact. Thursday morning, we'll be over there for a couple of weeks. We'll be coming back to the United States at the end of the month, at the 29th. Near the end of the month, rather, a couple of speeches, and going to be going all the way, not only through Great Britain, but all the way to northern Scotland, and so really looking forward to it.
Well, when you go up there, tell them you know somebody that's related to Robert the Bruce, and I'm sure you'll get their attention, and it's me.
I know, I'll get their attention on that, and so, yeah, I'll tell them, and I'll see what happens, and it's going to be fun, though. I'm really looking forward to it. When we were invited over, I was truly honored to participate in what's going to be going on over there.
Yeah, and what's really funny is my great aunt years ago found out that we were directly related to Robert the Bruce, the former King of Scotland, many, many moons ago. And had the Scottish remained in power and not been taken over by the English, I was told I would have been royalty. Imagine that.
Wow. I wonder if you all would have immigrated over to the United States then. You'd be in a power position over there in Scotland. So it's amazing how things turn around and how history plays out.
Yeah, very much so. And we're coming up on the break here. But, folks, I'm going to tease the break. And when we come back with Ron Edwards, we're going to be talking about the Democrats' defeat in Louisiana, because they basically got their butts handed to them in Louisiana. A lot of gains made by the Republicans in that state, and it's about time. That's all I can say. Plus, Project Veritas exposed CNN yesterday big time as to what they've been doing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your veteran's tip of the day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And here comes an Edwards notebook.
Uncle Joe Biden, Barack Hussein Obama, Mrs. Hillary Clinton, Eric the Red Holder, and other leftists were allowed to get away scot-free with a number of dastardly deeds. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards notebook, leftists like Nancy Pelosi, Shifty Schiff, lead the effort to destroy the Trump administration because of his America First policies. They treat the president like a common criminal because he dares to place the interest of our sovereign republic above illegal border crossers. Now that's pretty rich considering Biden, Obama, Mrs. Clinton, and Holder caused the death of four Americans in Benghazi by forbidding them military assistance to save them from Islamic brutes. Let's not ever forget Fast and Furious, where under Eric Holder's watch, firearms were allowed to get into the greasy hands of Mexican MS-13 drug runners and human traffickers. The leading Democrats used the IRS to target conservatives, abused FISA courts, conduct illegal spying, and huge pallets of cash that former President Obama sent to Iran while preventing Christian refugees from immigrating to the United States while ushering in known terrorists. What a shame. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out my website, theronedwards.talkspot.com, for great news updates and other fantastic stuff.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards. And by the way, I got to tell you, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. And the website is mossnissan.com. And you know, I've been driving a brand new Nissan Murano available at Moss Nissan, and it's definitely a cut above, because if you're like me and you enjoy a sporty, fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort of a luxury crossover, this is the one. And I got somebody sitting over across the table that could agree with that. By the way, Nissan CVT transmission and powerful V6 engine gives you plenty of get up and go, and an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out. And every new Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care maintenance program, featuring the free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. Now remember, only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program, pardon me, for all active duty military, veterans, first responders, active or retired, and 911 dispatchers, too, with preferred pricing on all new and used vehicles. There is no better program for those who serve. So take advantage and tell your friends. Now, you can go to Moss Nissan. Are you ready? At U.S. 19 and 54 at Newport Richey, on U.S. 19 in Crystal River, the brand spanking new, just opened up yesterday, Moss Nissan on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, Florida. They're now in North Tampa. Stop by and say howdy, howdy. And I'll be up there Wednesday to say howdy to some friends, too. And don't forget the Moss Wholesale to the Public up there in Homosassa Springs, too. All of this at MossNissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain's sent you, and it'll save you another $500 off your deal. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And Mr. Ron Edwards and I are going to talk about that great win for the Republicans. They literally decimated the Democrats in Louisiana, Ron. It was a big night down in Louisiana.
Well, I'm not very surprised at all, because if you look at what the Democrats have been doing in recent months in that great state, you know, anyone with common sense, if you're a voter in that state, you're going to kind of change directions politically. The governor has been horrific, going after the guns, the way he's been raising taxes and getting support from the Democrat senators and Congress people down there. So I am not surprised, and I expect it, by the way, the Republicans to make some significant gains in that great state. And I think that it is reflective of what could happen in the upcoming national elections. I think that, you know, things, it's an indicator. It's not a guarantee, but I think it's a good indicator of how things could be going in the upcoming elections of next year.
Well, I don't dispel or doubt that for a second, because I've got a lot of friends up in Minnesota, especially listening to me in Burnsville right now, and I'm hearing some really good things about Minnesota. They've had it with Omar. They've had it with all that crap that's been going on up there, and I'm telling you, they've got a really good candidate running against her, a veteran plus a 20-year police officer, and he's got a really good chance of beating her, as well as replacing some of these other Democrats that gave him the old heave and hoe. Get them the heck out of Dodge.
Well, see, that's the good thing. You know, there's always a positive side to some things that happen when they're bad. And when you talk about Omar and in Michigan, Tlaib and people of that ilk, they're having a positive effect indirectly. And what I mean by that is that they're so horrible, they're so horrific, and they're so filled with hate. Both of them, in fact, all the horsewomen of the apocalypse, the four of them, are so filled with hatred and such, leftist, you know, mentality. And they're dangerous, in my opinion. They're so bad that many Americans, who probably would have voted again for a Democrat are saying, you know, this has gone too far. And they're kind of like a slap across the face of people, waking them up. And so we're going to see things going in the opposite direction, political-wise, in the upcoming election, not only in Minnesota, but elsewhere as well.
Now, James Keefe from Project Veritas, who, by the way, is coming to Sarasota on November the 7th, along with Eric Metaxas down there in Sarasota for a public speaker series that's going on down there. James Keefe, O'Keefe, really tore into CNN with this video that he had. I saw it last night, and it was really amazing. The CNN guys actually laying out what it was they were doing and bragging about how they were going after Donald Trump and how they were succeeding doing this, that, and the other. It made me so mad, I just wanted to throw something at the TV, but I don't own the TV, so I couldn't do it.
you know, I did not see the video, but you know, I have watched, unfortunately, I've had the displeasure of watching CNN, off and on. You know, just don't watch one network. You look around and everything, and it's not surprising. You know that CNN is against, the Trumpster. And so, I'm not surprised. This is a situation where CNN has been against our president. They've lied in many cases. And they're not the only network that's guilty of that, by the way. And so I'm not surprised whatsoever.
Well, they have a vendetta against the president, and I'll make a prediction right now. Shepard Smith, who just left Fox, will be back sometime, I would say no later than March of next year. And I believe he'll be back, if not with CNN, then with MSNBC. But that's a story for another day. Meantime, let's talk about Representative Matt Gaetz, who Adam Schiff threw out of the secret meeting yesterday in Washington, D.C., the interview, a secret interview they were having with a Russian advisor.
Yeah, I did see. In fact, I saw the report where he was talking about that, how he was pushed out there by Schiff. I don't see how Schiff was strong enough to push anybody out. But anyway, you know, the Democrats are in the majority, and they do rule. They set the rules, and unfortunately, because of who they are and how they operate, they don't want Republicans in there to see the how things are being done and what is being said, because that, in their mind, it's going to give them the advantage. But here's the thing. I believe that it's going to backfire on them as people see how unfairly they are acting. And, you know, people in America don't like things going in such a manner for a long time. When they know that people are being treated unfairly in such a manner, it kind of goes against those who are exercising that. As again, I said, I did not see, you know, I did see, rather, that interview when he was talking about that on Fox, and you know, I just shook my head. I said, okay, you know, but it's going to backfire against the Democrats.
All right, little damage control done yesterday by Daddy Biden, Joe Biden. Hunter stepped down off that board, that Chinese board for that investment firm, and Daddy says, well, we're not going to have any corruption or this, that, and the other. We're going to lead by example, blah, 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 blah. So I thought that was rather interesting. A little bit late for that, though, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Too little, too late. It's over. Big Joe or Uncle Joe, whatever you want to call yourself, this thing, you know, what he did with his son over there with Ukraine and all of that stuff and with China, it's just not a good stuff, and it's not good developments. And I just think that, they're not the brightest bulbs in the lamp. And
all right, and then finally, we're going to run out of time, but finally, I got to say, Elizabeth Warren leads in a Q poll right now. I'm not sure what that is, but she's leading in a Q poll. I wonder if it's Quinnipiac by 3 points. And a woman who's not even in a race in Slate poll is ahead, Hillary Clinton, and we got about 10 seconds.
Well, you know, the Dems want Hillary Clinton, and of course, you know, Elizabeth Warren is a better candidate than Joe Biden.
All righty, my man. I'll talk to you on Thursday morning. Stay low.
Bye now.
All righty. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with Kathy Chamberlain, writer for the Rules for Deplorables book. I should know that by now. And we're going to be doing chapter number 11 today. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau is asking states for driver's license records that typically include citizenship data and has made a new request for information on recipients of government assistance, alarming some civil rights advocates. The two approaches, documented by the Associated Press, come amid President Trump's effort to make citizenship a key aspect of federal information gathering in the run-up to the 2020 census, despite this year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a specific citizenship question could not
not be included on the 2020 census questionnaire. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26,787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we bring you this segment brought to you by Only Eyes Optical. Now, Only Eyes Optical, the optometrist, Diana Reason, will take great care of you, because if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you haven't seen an optometrist in a while, that can all be arranged, or if you have a prescription but you don't have your eyeglasses yet, and if you're active duty military, a veteran, or first responder, active or retired, stop by Only Eyes Optical and Boutique at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. They will meet or beat any advertised price. Bring in the ad, show it to them, and they'll honor it for you. But they'll also give you a discount for being a veteran or a first responder. You all get eyeglass discounts, so there you go. Now, insurances, yes, she takes those too. But stop by today and say hello at Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-444-7984, and tell her the captain sent you. Remember, that's Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his eyeglasses. All right, we've got the Rules for Deplorable author in the house. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, you and I are going to be talking about Chapter 11 here, which is Tactic Number 11. But I've kind of been talking about this for a couple days, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
And what do you think about what you've been hearing?
Oh, I think it's right on target, actually, and fits right in with, couldn't be more perfect timing with my chapter called Mobs versus Jobs, which mobs, we're talking about the mobs over in Syria. It's, you know, pretty compatible with what we got going here with Antifa.
Well, yeah, and it's all comparable, but let's kind of get into the Syrian thing a little bit and put it out there for the folks. The Peshmerga Kurds are made up of several different factions. You've got the PKK, the YPJ, the PYD, the YPG, and all of them are a little different, but they're scattered out, several million of them, across Syria, Turkey, Iran, and Iraq, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, exactly. And they all have their own different agendas, too, so it gets real complicated.
Yeah, because what fits one doesn't fit all, and everybody's got a little something going on. Now, explain to me who this guy was, and I know I'm butchering his last name. I got to be, because I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But back in 1978, a group of Kurdish students in Turkey rebelled. The leader was Abdullah Öcalan. Am I saying, is that right?
Yes.
All right, and then you take it from there.
Well, yeah, okay, so, they've always had a problem because they've been trying to get their independence, where Turkey and the other, by the way, the other bordering states, they have wanted, but especially Turkey, they've wanted to assimilate the Kurds into their whole country. But the Kurds have always resisted that. And so this guy, Abdullah Öcalan, and I might be also butchering his name, but he was a real rebel, and he led a group of Kurdish students against Turkey, and violence followed. And so that forced him to flee to Syria in 1980. And when he was in Syria, of course, they shared the common enemy to both of them was Turkey. And so as he was in Syria, Syria gave him the AOK and looked the other way when he basically started up training camps with the Kurds in Syria and just started attacking Turkey over the border. So that's where a lot of that problem stems from.
Now, the majority of the Kurds are Sunnis, right?
Yes.
And that differs from Turkey, correct?
Syria is a Shiite. I should say Syria's leadership is Shiite. And, of course, that was a big problem in Iraq, too. The populace was
The Sunnis and the Shiites normally don't get along at all.
At all. Yeah, exactly.
And this has been going on for, 1,000 years?
Yeah.
So we're not going to stop it overnight. But the thing of it is with the Kurds, and I am talking to Kathy Chamberlain, Rules for Deplorables, the book, and this is our series that we've been doing, going through the different tactics. We're on tactic number 11 today. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. But we gave the Kurds approximately $2.2 billion of aid. Now, that was military weapons and armaments and vehicles, light armor. We didn't give them heavy armor, but we gave them light armor to operate with. I did see the Syrian tanks rolling into their positions yesterday on television. So now Syria's got their bigger tanks in the mix,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, yeah, I saw that too.
So the CIA had a covert program going there to equip and train certain rebel groups fighting the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. And this may have been one of the groups. And now they've aligned with Bashar al-Assad to fight against Turkey.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is their. But we're talking about their survival here, are we not?
Whose survival? The Kurds?
The Kurds.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been talking about that. They've been talking about that for many years, too. They've had opportunities in the past, but they can't even get together with each other in Iraq. That's what happened. They could have had independence back in 2017, and they couldn't even agree amongst themselves, the leadership. But here's the interesting thing. In July of 2017, Trump put an end to that CIA covert program to equip, and I think that was a really wise decision because we do this. How many times do we have to do this? We arm these guys, and then they turn around and use the arms back on us, as happened back in Afghanistan.
Blue on green crime. Yeah.
I'm even talking about before that when Osama bin Laden was part of the Mujahideen.
Right.
If you recall, and we were arming them to fight against Russia. And what happened, I mean, Russia was embroiled in that battle for 10 years, and it really was wiping them out. But
we were involved in an effort for that period of years to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But destabilizing the Middle East after Arab Spring was the goal of the Obama and Clinton administrations, not Trump's.
That's right. And look what happened when Obama and the State Department, Hillary Clinton, when they overthrew Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. look at all the strife.
All hell broke loose. Same with Egypt, by the way.
Exactly.
We got the Muslim Brotherhood down there instead.
Right.
Yep. And that was
right.
Worse.
Yeah, well, you know what we don't hear about from the mainstream media, who protects Obama and Hillary to the utmost, is how much a strife that caused in Libya. They're still paying for it today.
And isn't Erdogan in support of the Muslim Brotherhood? Is he a supporter?
Well, yeah, he is. He's and he's turned that country from a secular into an Islamist, basically, Islamic country anyway, which is why we're discussing even whether he needs to stay in NATO or not.
And when they had that coup a few years ago, years ago, and he pretty much cleansed the military of the generals and people that we were doing business with here in the United States, recalled ambassadors and all that stuff, never to be seen again. I mean, he basically took them out and shot them or whatever.
Absolutely, yeah. No, he's a scary guy. But why are we trying to stop him and Syria from getting down each other's throats?
That's my question. And, of course, this is kind of a two-parter here, because tomorrow I'm going to ask Colonel Jim Warchick, who will be on the show in hour number four, the same question. What is our end goal here? We don't seem to know, do we?
Well, we don't, but I feel pretty confident that Trump does. As much as you're hearing all the establishment generals come out and say, oh, my God, he's a nightmare, he's a mess, he doesn't have a plan, I find that very hard to believe. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He's shaking things up over there. He's extricating us, because what is it? Now we're energy independent. Why don't we pull back and let them kill each other off and do our job for us? Would save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of lives, American lives.
Well, one would think, but then again, what do we know? We're just little spokes on a big wheel here.
That's why we trust Trump.
Yeah, now, I want you to listen to something here. I think, maybe I do, maybe I don't. Let me see here. Let me try just a little bit of this.
Mm-hmm. Are we still doing this fight now, or is it, or have we just pulled back and it's now up to the Kurds on their own?
Well, it's in a situation of disarray right now. Obviously, the Kurds are adapting to the Turkish attacks. We'll have to see if they're able to maintain the fight against ISIS. It's going to have an impact. The question is how much.
How concerned should we be about abandoning an ally like the Kurds that maybe 20 years down the road this comes to bite us?
I think Secretary of State Pompeo, the intelligence services, the foreign countries that are working with us have it about right, that ISIS is not defeated. We have got to keep the pressure on ISIS so they don't recover.
All right. Well, there you heard it. And Kathy and I will be right back with more right after this short break coming up. And don't forget, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to author Kathy Chamberlain with our Rules for Deplorables book segment here. This is tactic number 11 this week. And to find out more, you can go to rulesfordeplorablesbook.com and get the book. How's that? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-5. 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And today, it's going to be a little bit cloudy later on in the day. Starts out sunny, but it'll be cloudy as the day goes along. Winds out of the east-northeast this morning, light and variable. This afternoon out of the southeast, gusting 10 to 15 with a sea breeze. The seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Gulf water temperature 83 degrees, bay water temperature 82 degrees. We had our high tide this morning at 2:38, our low tide coming at 9:08 this morning. And a beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club with 185 locations across the country, including many that are listening to me right now on the radio. Now, they've also got 3 in Canada. They've got 2 in France. Yep, I said France. Parlez-vous français. And guess what? Yeah, right here in Tampa Bay, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has over 430 boats. We are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, you can get $1,000 off everybody right now off the one-time membership fee at the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 off the $1,000. So that's $1,500 total off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance, and then after that, you'll get a monthly bill for a membership. Now, It's pretty simple. Your membership gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. So just go to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. And while you're over there, don't forget to give them a call, too, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide slap open for you, too, because it's all about Freedom Boat Club and the great things that they do for you. All right. Back to Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables. Good morning again.
Still here.
Still alive and kicking.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And the other thing is, we were talking about the different factions of the Peshmerga Kurds, but let's just back up for a second, because it becomes difficult to ignore the similarities between America's involvement with Syria and our arming of Osama bin Laden's Mujahideen in Afghanistan back in the 1970s. And we saw how that all worked out. And from that effort, we were rewarded on 9-1-1. But how about this one? Republican Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham were two of the biggest advocates pushing America's entry into the Syrian civil war by the Obama administration. Now, I remember the guys they met with, some of them were ISIS guys. They wanted to be an ISIS guys.
Yeah, and they didn't even know it.
And my former commanding general, Paul Vallely, went over there, too, on a fact-finding mission, along with General Thomas McInerney for the Department of Defense, for the Pentagon, unofficially, because they were civilians, and they could go, and they were invited. And they knew all that, and they told them. But McCain, being the stubborn, mule-headed guy he was anyway, he just met with these guys and said, oh, they're okay. Yeah, they were the bad guys. Some of them were the bad guys.
I remember that very clearly. He had no idea, and he was saying they were the Free Syrian Army.
Well, no, they weren't.
This is the problem that we have over there,
mm-hmm.
For sure. And, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that the weapons that we provided to the YPG Kurds over there,
mm-hmm.
Those Kurds are like a sister group to the PKK.
Yep.
And they share similar ideologies with Antifa. You know who their heroes are? This is bizarre. Che Guevara,
yeah.
Mao Zedong, and a lot of other leftists. I mean, their whole goal is global anti-capitalist revolution. That's who we are being told that are our big allies over there. We really need to understand who we're doing business with and arming.
Well, that's true, and we've fallen for that trap before, so it's not a surprise to me that here we are again. But again, what we heard of and heard from was McCain. He's no longer around, but Lindsey Graham needs to remember. Some of us remember what it was that happened when he went over there with John McCain. Apparently, he's forgotten. But there's a gentleman by the name of Matthew Boyle from Breitbart. Do you want to explain who he is?
Well, yeah, he writes for Breitbart, basically, but he actually is the he just had an article recently, and or actually back in 2014, where he exposed McCain for his ignorance on this issue. So that's about where that stands.
And of course, Senator Rand Paul used a picture to argue why intervention in Syria was a bad idea. His point was that we don't even know who the real enemy is, and that's true.
It is true. And, you know, I write in my book about, well, this tactic number 11, of course, is if you push a negative hard and deep enough, it'll turn into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
The left isn't just using that against, you know, the poor Kurds were causing this major problem for the Kurds, and we've left our allies behind and all this. That's their negative. They figure if they just keep, and they use the same thing, Captain, by the way, on Antifa. They use Antifa as a negative against, they'll use the Proud Boys, for example. We just ran into a couple of those last week, remember?
Yeah.
And they'll hit the Proud Boys as being these neo-Nazis and white supremacists, which they are not. They're protectors of our Constitution, basically. But the left uses that as a negative. They push it hard enough, hoping that it turns into a positive.
And that's how we wound up getting Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is that there is a group now calling themselves the International Revolutionary People's Guerrilla Forces.
Wonderful.
You heard this, IRPGF, mm-hmm. and they are actually the protectors of this revolution in Rojava. Rojava is the headquarters, pretty much, of the PKK, and that is where all the attacks that we're seeing right now.
Are they the ones that firebombed a mosque? In Turkey?
Oh, the IRPGF.
Or Germany or something?
Yes.
Germany. It was Germany. Okay, I'll get it right in a minute.
No, right. They, and this is the thing, and the Antifa International is basically their short version. They took credit for the attack, but yes, we're now seeing these members possibly come back into their home countries and use the tactics they learned from our aid and the training they were given by PKK and YPG. And so this is going worldwide. If people don't think this is another ISIS possible
And some of this may be what's coming up across the southern border of the United States, that we don't know who it is that's coming into this country, and we keep finding these Korans and all this other sort of
prayer
stuff.
Prayer rugs,
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that could be this bunch.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
That's right.
But anyway, folks, we're going to wrap this up right now, because this whole mess could really become a bloodbath, and pictures that they're going to blast on the news about families being slaughtered is going to get ugly, even if ABC News does decide to put something up that had nothing to do with the area at all.
Yeah.
It was a shooting match or something. But, it's better they keep it over there than bringing it over here. And we need to stand strong and remember, the enemy of my enemy just might be my enemy, too.
There you go. I love it.
All right. And that's why she's Kathy, and that's why she wrote the book, Rules for Deplorables. And I
Which
people can get by going to Rules for Deplorables. Well, you tell them.
By going to rulesfordeplorablesbook.com.
All right, and thank you, Kathy. Now I got to do something here. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, my buddy's down there in Sarasota. You know, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Look for the great big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too, on the south side of Clark Road, just across the railroad tracks. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repair, and they will come to you, okay? If you're up here in Tampa, they'll come up here and take care of you. If you're down there in Sarasota, no problem. Venice, Englewood, down there in Port Charlotte, they've been all over the place doing stuff. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. One of them's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, another great day in Radio Land, and we'll be back tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll have Colonel Jim Warshak on, and we'll give you another presentation of what's going on over there with Turkey and Syria. So have yourself a great day, everybody. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. I'm the captain, and I'll see you all tonight. Have a great day. Stay safe. God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.